Hey, Rachel, Christmas is coming up. So, what are you going to give to the people on your Christmas list?
Jamie, I love that question, and I've already figured it out. Okay, so we've been talking about it so much, and we've got to experience the product. So I'm just gonna get everybody a Ring video doorbell.
Ring video doorbell. That's a great idea. This holiday season is not just the best time to have a ring, it's the best time to gift it too.
Yes, Jamie, and with Ring, you can keep an eye on all of this hustle and bustle, no matter where you are, right from your phone.
And look, if someone stops by or something's going on, Ring lets you know, and you can see and speak to whoever it is that's outside your door from anywhere, especially those Christmas carolers who keep me up at night singing.
Oh my gosh, bah humbug, Jay Ferns.
Oh, I'm sorry, not everybody could be a loca clause like you.
You're right, Jamie, but everybody can put a ring on it. Get it?
I do, Rachel. But check it out. We're talking about the doorbell. You can also help protect your whole home with a Ring alarm, which is a powerful, affordable whole home security system you can easily install yourself. Okay, but here's the thing. I don't know where, how do we get all these crazy good products from Ring?
Great question. For a limited time, go to ring.com/loud and you'll see special Black Friday and Cyber Monday offers. That's ring.com/loud.
I feel safer already.
Woohoo!
What's up, Frank?
Hey, Jamie, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm just in the middle of my weekly bubble bath.
Oh, maybe I should call you back later.
Nah, don't worry about it, man. My bathroom is super clean, all right?
All right. You clean your whole bathroom, disinfect everything, Jamie?
Yeah, dude. And I use Clorox. That's the best thing that ever happened to me, man. Clorox regular bleach with Chloromax disinfects everything. I'm talking my tub, my sink, my toilet. You could even eat off of my toilet, it's so clean.
Wow. So that means you go over your countertops, your floors, faucets, appliances, and your door handles, Jamie?
I do all that, but I like to mostly focus on the bathroom. That's my special place.
I don't know if you want to share that with the whole podcast world, Jamie.
Hey, I'm not ashamed, all right? It's important for me to share with loved ones and the public how they can give the most care to their bathroom using Clorox. You know what
Gotcha.
I always say, right?
Oh, yeah. When it counts, trust Clorox.
Took the words right out of my mouth. So, dude, are you gonna come over or what?
Nah, you know.
I'm only in the bathtub for 2 more hours.
Nah, it's all right, man. I'll see you around.
That's your loss.
What's up, Eloheleros? We have a new segment brought to you by Half Brothers, an upcoming comedy from Focus Features. The film is about two long-lost family members who have to learn to get along. And today I have decided to interview a family member. I always get along with my mother.
Oh, dear hijo. You coming over for Thanksgiving this year?
I told you, Mom, I can't.
Pero yo no tengo pavo.
Don't worry, Mom. My Turkey Connect is gonna hook you up. But since Half Brother is a movie about family, I wanted to let the LOL listeners know how important my family means to me.
Oh, tú estás hablando about family. Pero you don't even call me anymore because ever since you become a poopcaster, you don't have time for your mother.
It's a podcaster, not a poopcaster. And I text you all the time.
Oh, see, it takes. I don't want to see words on the phone. I want to see my son's face. Plus, I don't trust the texting, okay? The gobierno, the government likes to watch people conversation.
Wait a minute. I said that on my last Frankspiracy news segment. You do listen to my show?
Of course I listen to your show. That's the only time I can hear your voice.
Okay, when Half Brother comes out on December 4th, how about we agree to go see it together? It's not just a comedy. It also has an emotionally engaging story.
Oh, emotionally engaging. Queso. Did you learn some new words today?
Just trust me. You're gonna like it, okay? And I promise from now on, I will make more of an effort to visit you, call you, and celebrate important holidays with you.
Ay, gracias, hijo. So that means I can expect you for crema?
Oh, I actually booked a trip to Miami for that time, but I can't do New Year's Day, not night. I got invited to a sexy rooftop party near Times Square. Hello, Ma? Are you still there? Shh, I'll just text her later. And Eloheleros, don't forget to check out the hilarious and heartfelt new movie, Half Brothers, in theaters December 4th.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
This is the question. We get it every year. All right. Thanksgiving time is upon us.
Wow.
You have to ask this question. What are you guys thankful for?
Ooh.
And I'm going to start with Frank.
Oh,
Frank,
my
God. What do you want to thank, Frank?
I just want to be thankful for us all being here in 2020 and being all healthy and together and looking forward to 2021, you know, after everything we've been through this year, basically.
Wow. Very sincere.
Frank.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, I'm also really thankful this season. I'm very thankful that we have a new president elect.
Yes, yes.
And a vice president, female at that.
Woohoo!
But I'll tell you what I'm not so thankful for, and it's a little bit of a throwback to last week's episode. It's those freaking speed cameras. I'm not thankful for them, not one bit, and now I'm even afraid of them. And now I'm doing 15 miles an hour. And now I'm that old lady driving in the car 50 miles an hour with the horns honking behind her. So thank you. I'm thankful for that, not really.
You got your road rage? You got all that road rage out of your system?
It's more like road age, because I'm like a vieja. I'm a vieja. I don't have any rage. Now I'm just, you know, driving Miss Daisy, driving along in my automobile. Oh, you know, wow. That's me.
Wow.
How about you, Jamie? What are you thankful for?
Well, I mean, I'm thankful I have a better hair dye coloring system than Rudolph Giuliani. Because you saw last week, like, that dye was coming down. You know, hitting his cheek, going down his cheek and down in his mouth. It's like,
you got that drip.
My shit don't drip. My shit don't leak. I got the Just for Men. I got the little comb, so I don't need too much. I just got a little comb for the sides, a little bit here and there. So
you just gotta touch it up. Touch it up.
I just gotta touch it up. You know. So, and Rudy doesn't even have hair. I don't know why he colors it. But So I'm thankful for that. And and everybody being healthy. That too.
Yes.
That's important.
Hair color comes first, of course.
No, I should reverse that. Hair would be second, and then everyone being healthy and happy, that's first. That always comes first. My crew comes first.
I'm glad we understand your priorities here on the podcast.
Okay. How's my hair though? Is it good?
It's actually perfect today.
Okay, great. Really? Let's go. Yeah. Let's start the show.
Latinos Out Loud podcast.
Whoa. Are you trying to like gobble?
That was your
wow.
Is that a bad gobble?
I don't know if there's any. I don't know if there's a good gobble. I don't know if there's any good gobbles.
Go ahead, gobble, gobble.
No, that sounds like I'm drowning.
That's your. You sound like a really weird person just trying to get sexy with someone else.
Or like Chewbacca. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not good gobbling. Not good gobbling.
No matter how you gobble, you've turned or dialed or tuned into the right place. This is the Latinos Out Loud podcast. We accept all kind of gobblers, all kinds of gobbles. Hi, it's your friend, Rachel La Loca. That's me.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your other friend, Jay Ferns.
Hey, and it's your third friend, Frank Nibs.
That was nice. And we're bringing that back, aren't we?
Synergy. Synergy.
We're going to bring back the follow the leader game.
We
had a system for a while. Like, Rachel usually would be the one to lead it off. And she would say, you know, introduce herself in a very fun, you know, unique way. And the second person had to just play off of that and do it in that same style. And we really would do it. And then we would get to Frank, and he usually would kind of mess it up.
I always mess it up.
Frank wouldn't get the memo that we were doing it in a certain way. He would just be like, yo, I'm Frank.
And then we'd all look at each other like, okay, again, he didn't really want to do the pattern. He's not a pattern kind of guy.
But today,
okay.
Today I'm thankful that he just did the pattern. He worked. He did it.
You know what I am? I'm frankful. I'm very frankful.
Oh, wow.
And I want to celebrate Franksgiving today.
Wow.
What, are you being frank right now? Can I be frank? This is
amazing, guys. You guys are amazing.
Have you never said that to a girl, Frank? Like, yo, today's Thanksgiving.
Yo,
you never said that.
I'm gonna have to try that out. That's a good line, yo.
I think Frank is more into Frank's receiving.
Yeah. Latinos Out Loud After Dark, pre-Thanksgiving show. Yeah, you know I like the dog meat.
Oh my goodness.
Let's talk about stuffing. No, let's not. Let's not. What are we going to talk about? How are you guys? It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. Rachel, I actually heard you were on a filming, on a film set. What's going on?
Yo, I saw you, man. I saw you on the live.
I was shooting. It's so nice to be shooting again. It was so much fun because we had started to shoot Super Blocked before the pandemic. So shout out to the director and writer, Ramel Rodriguez. And shout out to the actor playing my son, former guest of our show and friend, Marco Sotomayor, a.k.a. Right. Mark Rain.
Yeah.
And so you're actually a really good actress because I don't know if Marcos is... young enough to play to be your son in real life, right? So Rachel's really stretching it there, but
yeah,
she's probably, I know she's doing a great job.
The gray hair gives me that, like, is she Doña, older than
the Doña look?
Doña look.
And I also have this like Doña voice that I use now. I'm starting to get typecast. Let's discuss another show. Anyway, so Jesenia Vice is in the movie. Shout out to Jesenia. We have to get her on the show too. Mm. And so like 8JTV was there. So shout out to everybody from 8JTV, Joselito Romantico behind the camera, Sarina PAing the shoot, and Michael Beta who was there. And the scenes that we did were so much fun. First of all, shout out to Shaolin. We were in Staten Island. It was all wonderful. Right.
Wu-Tang forever.
Definitely. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Okay. No doubt. I know that because I parked my car by Stapleton Projects and I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah. This is Wu-Tang Village. Yeah. I understand all the songs now.
I'm glad to hear you didn't have to take the ferry.
No.
That would have been a long trip.
It would not have been very good if you ask me.
Wow.
If I may say so. I don't know what it is about this Tito's vodka and the green tea that I drank, but I'm like really punny today. Tito's makes me punny.
Future sponsor.
Well, shout out to Tito's. Okay, so this scene, one of the scenes that we shot, okay, guys, I got to break a bottle over Ken Starrs' head.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yo.
So Ken Starrs plays the bully in the film. And he totally knocks out my son, Marcos. And mommy wakes up after her, you know, she gets knocked out herself. So there's a lot of physicality. And yes, I do my own stunts. My manager was opposed to it, but I'm like, you know what? My stunt double, she's not working right now. So I don't have a stunt double. I'm just kidding. But I did all the stunts myself. And including this, like, you know, in show business, the industry is, you know, the industry. The glass bottles are made of sugar. So you like break them over. You know, nobody's supposed to get hurt.
I didn't know that, Rachel. Wow.
Yeah. So it's but let me tell you, take it from me who tried it on set. Just because it's made of sugar doesn't mean it tastes like sugar. Okay. Because I did taste the bottle and it wasn't sweet. It wasn't sweet.
Yeah. They didn't have a good like catering on the set. You have to try to taste the bottle. Well, so I'm hungry. Can I eat this?
Oh, wait. Actually, au contraire, mon frère. They had the best catering I've had in a minute. Shout out to the restaurant where the interior scenes happened, which was Wynwood out on Navy Pier in Staten Island. You guys go check out Wynwood. I love it when like a Dominican chef takes something and makes it Dominican. I mean, hummus is in no way a Caribbean dish, but yo, the hummus came out with like tostones and some sort of like dipping sauce that was like a mojito sauce. I was like, this is fucking amazing.
You sure that just wasn't the guy who the waiter's name that sent it? Humas! Humas! Yo, where's the food?
Oh my God, Humas. Humas o menos, the place was great. It was so wonderful to be there. And the chef was shouting us out. So anyway, I broke the bottle over Ken Starrs' head and it was supposed to not hurt him, but he ended up bleeding out of his ear. Ooh. And then that became the whole joke on set for the rest of the afternoon. Like we would roll up to the next scene and be like, Ken, come on, I can't hear you. So shout out to Ken for being such a good sport and so fun to be with on set. It really was a good vibe on set. I have to shout out everybody who was there, the comedians, the energy. So stay tuned for Superblocked.
Wow.
How about you?
Hey, okay. I guess Ken didn't know you from Brooklyn, huh? Where Brooklyn at?
Where Brooklyn at? Oh.
Did you like, okay, so I showed you, okay, all right, stop. I showed you a little video. I showed you a behind the scenes video of me cracking him over the head with the bottle.
A little bit of that.
Frank, yeah. How was my form, Jamie? How was it?
Great job. You cocked your arm like when you're supposed to like smash somebody with a bottle over their head. You did. He just didn't know you from Brooklyn. He don't fucked up.
Yo.
You pulled back. You had a really, you know, a really interesting technique.
Yeah, it's like a Mr. Magoo technique. Like I take two really girly hops and then I clock them over the head. It's like my approach. It's like you think what you're about to get is something very girly and like not strong. And then it's just like, brah, you know, fada, you know, and yes, Brooklyn and reflexes.
You could put that on your acting resume. You know, you're proficient in hand to head on
whoa,
the.
Whoa.
I was gonna say combat.
It's something like that. Yeah, if you want to call it that.
You gotta embellish it a little bit for the acting resume. You know, you gotta make it.
All right, we'll sidebar. Maybe you can help me with my resume.
Yeah.
What's up with you guys? What's popping?
Jamie, what's up with you, man? What are you doing this Thanksgiving?
Oh, man. Well, look, you know, my original plans... I had to end that because my parents weren't able to go to this family event. There were going to be like more than 10 people.
Right.
And, you know, I'm paranoid for them because they're, you know, they're up there in age.
Right. And
you know, nobody's going to be wearing masks in the house. You know, after a while, after the third glass of Coquito and shit, people are, they're going to be coughing on you, like crying on you. So, you know, my parents, you know, chose not to go to that family event. And so me and Fatima were like, you know what, we'll just go to your house. We've been, you know, we haven't really gone out in the last 2 weeks. We'll be safe. We'll wear our masks.
Right.
But, you know, doing that, we're not going to be able to get a turkey now, you know?
Right.
We're not going to be able to cook a turkey and bring it to my parents. So we're going to have to go to plan B, which is, you know, do chicken and pernil.
Oh, pernil.
And I don't know if those meat groups are going to take the place of the turkey, right? It's Thanksgiving. And I'm
right.
I don't know if it's gonna be a Thanksgiving that, you know, I'm gonna remember like the other ones, because I'm not gonna have it. It's like not having a Christmas tree on Christmas.
I agree.
Or not having a flag on Flag Day. You know what I'm right. saying?
You celebrate Flag Day like that, hard body?
I mean, I take off from work and, you know, I rock the flags, you know.
Which flags do you adorn on Flag Day? I'm just curious.
I switch it up, you know. You know, sometimes I go, you know, you get the Puerto Rican flag.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I like to have fun. Last year I had the Wakanda flag.
Wakanda?
Jimmy, Wakanda's not a real place.
That's what the Wakandans want you to think, Rachel. Oh. The Wakandans want you to think that, all right? Did you not see the movie? But you know what? I hope that, you know, I'm not going to miss the turkey. I mean, I don't know. Do you guys think that a Thanksgiving without turkey is not really a Thanksgiving?
That's a good question. My mother says, si no hay pavo, no hay Thanksgiving. Tiene que haber un pavo.
You have to.
Yo hago el pernil, pero tiene que haber un pavo.
Bring like a can of turkey chili or something, you know? Don't disrespect the turkey, bro.
Well, maybe I could just get like turkey cold cuts and just make, make some sandwiches. It.
My turkey has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
I might just bring a live turkey, because really it's all about, you know, not having really enough. We don't want to cook it and then bring it in an Uber. But I think maybe I could bring a live turkey in the Uber. And just have it in a cage. Yeah.
It could be a turkey. As long as it's not a jive turkey, it's fine. You know, you don't want to bring a jive turkey to Thanksgiving.
And on that note, Frank. Frank, what are you up to? I heard through the grapevine. I'm trying to recover from that last Rachel.
I don't even know what that was. It's the Tito's, I swear. Yeah.
Blame it on the alcohol. Okay.
I am. I'm blaming it on the alcohol.
Frank, I heard your mom's in town. What's going on?
Yo, now? Mom Deuce came back from DR, bro. She just got back like a day ago. And she came back loaded, bro. Two maletas.
Loaded with what?
Jamie, I got a little dulce for you. And Rachel, I got a little Brugal bottle for you, my mom brought for you guys.
Ooh, That is so sweet.
She came back stacked, bro. She had avocado. I don't know how she brings avocado. You're not supposed to bring certain things. And she brings it. Avocado, limoncito. She brought back all this shit. And I'm like, yo, how you... Limoncillo.
She brought back limoncillo off the tree?
Off the
tree. Like with the branches and everything?
Well, from her garden, yo. It's crazy. Oh, she brought back even eggs, bro. Like from her neighbor. She made me a tres golpe, like with eggs from DR. The platanos from DR. And she brought me
Wait. The egg in the shell?
Yes.
She brought back the egg in the shell from the Dominican Republic last night.
Yes, wow. Right. She brings organic shit and she wraps it up perfectly in her maleta. She opens it up. It looks like she's like a trafficker. She has everything like man wrapped up. It looks perfect. I'm like, yo, how you got this? And she's like, oh, yo le doy otro aguacate, los muchachos de TFK, están bien conmigo. And yo,
Dominicans know how to pack.
Coño.
Yo.
Dominicans are so good. I tell my mom all the time, like, you should play Tetris because you're so good at like putting the things together. And look at the Dominicans in the airport. When you get to DR, the way they saran wrap the suitcases in like 10 seconds, it's like, fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-stoma. Single peso. It's so crazy. We're just good packers. Like we are like human vacuum sealers. Like we don't need those, you know, the thing that takes the air out so you could put more clothes. Like, and the barrils that are sent to DR. You ever see one of those things?
Of course.
You can't get anything else in the barrel. But there's like a lifetime supply of diapers, Kotex, and some
everything.
Sweaters.
Everything. Wow. I don't know how they do it. And she knows where everything is on the maleta. Like every little thing, she's like, ahí está limoncillo, ahí está el aguacate, ahí está la yuca. I'm like, wow.
Did she have even any clothes? Did she even have any clothes in the luggage?
No, none at all, Jamie.
You were in the same all outfit. Vegetables?
Everything is from the, no clothes. Like only what she's wearing on her body.
You gotta amazing. Love Dominicans.
Priorities.
Amazing.
Are you happy she's back?
Of course. I'm going to get another 5, maybe 10, 15 pounds by the time she leaves again. So I'm happy. You know how moms are. They're cooking for you from
the... hambre.
Yep, right away. That's it. Tú estás flaco. I'm like, mom,
what time?
I weigh 230 pounds.
So la 4 de la mañana, mami. Tú tienes hambre.
Yep.
That's good for your self-esteem. Tú estás flaco. I was like, wow, thank you.
Well, that's great, guys. Well... we could sit here and talk bochinche for a long time, but I think it's time for bochinche bites.
Yeah!
I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting all day. Bochinche bites. I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting all day. Bochinche bites.
What up, y'all?
Yeah, JJ! What's up, brother? What's
going on? Chilling, Jamie, like a villain, son.
Okay.
Guys, I'm actually starting with
Thanksgiving. Sorry, I had to add that because that's part of the phrase, isn't it? And it's Thanksgiving week. All right.
Yeah, you know what? You got to be topical. You got to be topical, Rachel. Look, right now I'm starting the bites with some bad news. Not good news.
What?
Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny got the COVID.
Bad Bunny got the COVID.
El conejo malo.
He had to cancel his performance at the AMAs, the American Music Awards.
Ooh.
And you know, he had to come out with it. If he didn't have to do that performance, he probably would have not have to like admit that he had it. But so yeah, I mean, look, I don't know how he got it, but you know, wasn't he on a bus going around New York a couple months ago?
He was on a bus.
If he's doing shit like that, you know, you're not exactly keeping it, you know, keeping it careful. You're not staying careful. So I don't know. But look, his manager or his agent, they said that he's in great condition. He's feeling okay and isn't showing major symptoms.
So wait a minute. These celebrities always get this COVID and they never have no symptoms. It's like they're having a great old day all the time.
Yeah, they never have symptoms. It's like COVID just like wants to be part of their entourage and just hangs. We wants to hang out with them, get the name drop, you know, be like, he goes up to the other COVIDs and just be like, yo, I was chilling with Mad Bunny for like 2 weeks. Yeah, yeah.
All the COVIDs are a bunch of haters, you know, like, yeah, they got that CC, celebrity COVID. Yeah, son. Yeah, we got that poor man COVID. Yeah, we ain't going nowhere, son. Yeah, nah, you ain't riding no Prada bag, son.
The poor man COVIDs, they're bitter. So they take it out on the people that they infect. But, you know, I can only imagine what the COVID, that got on the president. Be like, yo, guys, you're never going to believe this shit. Guess who I just got?
Who, son? Who? Tell us. Who?
The president.
What? Yo, this motherfucker said that he's got on the president. Why?
I got Trump, yo. I got Trump, son.
Yo, son, that shit going to go viral, son. That shit is going to go viral. Get it?
Oh, my goodness.
I told you, Tito's makes me very punny. I don't know what's happening tonight.
You're like more like bad punny. But look, anything when we talk about COVID, look, this is, it's always a sensitive subject. So yeah, we're definitely not making fun of COVID. But dude, Bad Bunny must have been, you're not gonna tell me that this dude wasn't in some like beach party or a rooftop party or some shit, you know? Because all these celebrities, they have their underground network. They're doing shit underground.
Yeah.
You don't see it up top, but they got a Whole Foods underground. They got parties underground. Speaking of underground, or this is actually maybe above ground, but on the low, this is my next bite. There was a swingers party that got shut down in Queens.
What?
Okay. Wow. The New York NYPD, they busted a huge private swingers party.
Damn.
That
sounds exciting, man. Wow.
They discovered loud. First of all, the establishment was named Caligula, so there wasn't. Whoa. They didn't have like a clever code name to make the cops like not think it was a sex party. They named it after a movie, or well, Caligula is a type of sex act, right, or whatever the fuck. Yes.
I don't know. I don't have sex.
Well, there was a movie called Caligula that was a very sexual movie, but I think it was based on some, you know, it's a Kama Sutra type.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway. Wow. That's exciting, man. If I had the opportunity, I'll be honest, I'll go, but just to watch. I don't wanna
No. Oh my God, Frank. No, I'm not even playing. Before when I read this story and thinking what I was gonna say, I was gonna like I literally was gonna say, yo, Frank would go, I could see Frank at that party, but only watch.
You should be like a bouncer at these things, Frank, so you could just be like, doo, 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 doo. Oh, shit.
I even had your voice in my head saying, yo, nah, I would just go to watch. I just like to watch.
And I'm not going to lie. I want to be kind of a peeping Tom in this situation, too. I just want to see
what?
I just want to look through the peephole real quick. Be like, oh, you know, yeah. Why not? I'm curious. Who's not curious?
Wow. Jamie, I heard they called 80 couples, like 80 people to 80 couples or something.
They did. And they found at least 3 couples having sex in a small room.
Oh, shit.
As well as an abundance of condoms.
Wow.
Well, that's good. They were being safe.
That's
they were not wearing safe. Their masks and having sex with each other during the pandemic.
Yeah, you know. I like that they wanted to be safe enough. Yeah. The sex part, but you know, the whole pandemic shit, you know,
it's a fun virus. It's fine. Yeah.
Well, but maybe they had thermometers. You know, like
anal
they had
ones, probably, I would assume.
Right. I don't want to know where they stuck the thermometers, but right. You know, I'm pretty sure that they were being safe.
That's an anal thermometer, isn't it, Dan?
Wow!
I mean, look, last week it was Fight Club. This week is
Sex Club.
Like these people are. Did quarantine make everyone like just want to like get crazy and do crazy shit? Because now it's just like
yes.
Don't you think?
It's like you've been in the house so long. It's like, yo, I want to do something. Like, nah, I don't want to just go eat right now. Find out if there's any illegal sex clubs going on.
Amy, GW, guess what? The screenplay that I'm writing right now in the screenwriters class that we were talking about earlier has to do with a COVID situation where the mother goes fucking crazy. Because guess what? It's not that far off right now. We're living in times where people are like, okay, I may not make it to the next birthday. I'm not sure.
Right.
In the past, I kind of knew I would, but maybe not. So am I going to go have sex with a raccoon? Maybe. I've always wanted to, you know? And I'm not talking about me. This is for a friend.
Right. Okay. Yeah, right.
But well, don't you
have been spending a lot of time at the park lately. But
okay. Yeah, I know, right?
It's those black squirrels. I'm so fascinated by the black squirrels of the park. You ever see them?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, look, I mean, the COVID stuff is just all over the place. I mean, look, my last quick bite is also COVID related. There's a New York City restaurant that's taking reservations, but you have to take a $50 COVID test before eating there.
What?
Yeah, it's part of the reservation. You have to eat a person. So it's $100 if you're going on a date. It's a very expensive date before you even order food. You already spent $100.
Wow.
But you know, you're paying for peace of mind.
So imagine, like, homegirl tells her boo, like, yeah, I'm gonna go to this restaurant. Bitch, I'm trying to get a free COVID test. Shut the fuck up, I'm busy. Let's go out to eat. I want to be with you. Yes.
Yeah, can I use my insurance in this restaurant? Like, what the fuck? You take, you know, fuck American Express. So
would you guys go to like a restaurant that gave you free COVID tests?
If it was like on the spot results, perhaps, because that's like a hot commodity right now. On the spot results or like fast results, you know, because everybody always wants the next best thing. Nobody could just wait 3 days anymore. Now they have the fast test, right? The quick results test. So if it was that shit, maybe.
Wow.
Well, no, it's, yeah, I mean, but they also say the quick results test is like not as official as the one you wait for. So because, you know, some people get the quick results test and then it could be a false negative. You know, there's been a lot of people that were like Elon Musk the other day was like, hey, I took a quick test and it told me I was positive. And then it told me I was negative when I took it again, like a half hour later. So, you know, people want everything quick. You know what I'm saying? This is the kind of society that we're in. But if I'm going to get a better result, or a more accurate result, if I gotta wait 3 days, I'll wait 3 days.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And also, if you had symptoms of COVID, you probably wouldn't be going to a fancy restaurant because you can't taste the food.
Oh, shit.
Wow. I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think of that. Wow.
Wow.
What if that's a test being done by the restaurant itself? Because the like very snooty French chef is like, if they have like COVID, he won't taste my food. So test everyone before they enter the restaurant. I want everyone to taste my food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What if it was the chef's orders?
True.
Wow. I mean, compliments to the chef for not infecting me.
Yes.
But yeah, that's the world we live in. But you know what? Look, you know, that's the bites. That's what we do.
Eating of food. That's the bites. There it is.
That's the bites, right? I was trying to have a link between the restaurant and the bites, but I'm not as good on segues as Rachel.
Today, I'm hot today.
Rachel's on segue fire today. I'm a little bit rusty with my segues.
I'm at like the segue free throw line, and I can't stop. Like I just can't. It's nothing but net tonight. Okay, it's nothing but segue net.
But, you know, this next segment doesn't even need a segue because you already know it's time for Frankspiracy News.
Live from La Gran Manzana, it's Frankspiracy News with Frank Nibs.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, Rachel. How are we doing?
Well, Frank, doing swell.
That's great. I'm so happy to hear that, Rachel. Guys, I have a good one for you. This is a two-parter, by the way.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm giving you guys a two-parter. This one I've been working on for a long time. And it's a two-parter. I'm going to give you the first part today. And the second part, most likely, I will give you tomorrow, next week or the week after. Because I've been working on this.
God, what suspense.
Guys, I mean, look, I'm going to be honest with you with like what we've been going through in 2020 and the presidential elections and everything. I know a lot of people are a little tense and we feel like we're still not out of the weeds, right? I don't know. I don't know if you
tense?
Guys.
What do you mean tense? Nobody's tense. I don't know what tense means.
And you sound a little tense, Rachel, but I know a lot of us feel like we're not out of the weeds yet, so to speak, in 2020.
Out of the weeds?
I am definitely not out of the weed yet.
Is it out of the woods or out of the weeds?
Sorry, out of the woods. Out of the woods.
Okay.
Yeah, not weeds. I've been smoking. But anyway, yeah.
Yo, that's funny. Okay.
Guys, today we want to talk about, look, you've been hearing this from like Biden a lot. He keeps on talking about we're not out of the dark winter yet. Have you heard that? A lot of politicians saying that, dark winter?
Britain is braced for a dark winter as new measures are deployed to stem a surge of coronavirus.
New signs of a fall surge and perhaps an even more painful winter as coronavirus cases soar in the U.S.
We're about to go into a dark winter. A dark winter.
They keep on saying we're not out of the dark winter. The dark winter means the whole COVID thing, right? That's what a lot of people are thinking that he's saying. So we're going to talk about today Operation Dark Winter. But in reality, is Operation Blackout. You know why?
Why?
Most likely, from here to the end of the year, we're going to have a huge blackout in the whole country, guys. I'm going to be honest with you.
What, Con Ed is going to go out again? What the hell?
No, Jamie. Con Ed, no, guys, look. We're going through a lot of stuff, you know, with China and North Korea. And this is potentially, I don't want to scare people or anything like that, but potentially we can have it's called an EMP attack. It's called an electric magnetic pulse attack, which they kind of blow up something in the sky and it takes out all the electrical magnetic frequencies in the air. Like nothing electrical could work. That includes your phones. That includes transportation. That includes like the defense system, ATM machines, cellular phones. Nothing will work in the country for a while, okay? And I just want to tell you that next week, I will tell you why this is happening. They're going to tell you that it's an EMP attack like from another country, but I'm going to let you know where it's really coming from, guys. This is really, 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 really important that you tune in next week.
Oh, wait, damn. That's a real suspense kind of thing.
I just want to make sure that everybody's like ready, like, people that live in the house, you have your generators, you have your food, you have your radios, your batteries, your candles, just in case, you know, water. I got like, you know, canned goods, just in case, you know, take care of your friends and family.
My phone light. I got my phone light.
Your phone light, you know, have your stuff all stacked up. Rachel, I just want you to have everything ready. You have water in the house. You have canned goods for the kids. You know, just make sure everything is stacked up.
Okay. Rachel has her three lights that she has near her laptop.
Right.
We have enough Chef Boyardee stuff for like 3 years.
Oh, beautiful.
So we're good. Beefaroni, ABCs. I think we're okay.
That's beautiful. And guys, this is like a worldwide blackout, by the way. Not only in the country, this may happen in the whole world. So the lights may go out. The electrical grid around the whole world may go out. And it's just like, it's a temporary thing. I don't want anybody to get alarmed. Okay, next week, I will fill you guys in on what's really happening. But basically, yeah, this is Operation Blackout, not
Here's
Operation.
A tip for the listeners. Here is a very Jewish tip, okay? Now, candles are expensive. We know this. We're going to need some candles if this blackout is going to happen. So right now, go to your nearest variety store and buy some Hanukkah candles because they're everywhere right now. Just go to a Jewish neighborhood and they're only 99 cents for the whole damn box. You're welcome. Mazel tov.
Thank you so much, Rachel. That will be a great help with this.
Wait, I have a Puerto Rican advice. When the lights go out, you can still get lit, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So drink it up, y'all. Drink it up. This is the time to just go crazy with the alcohol. You'll be drunk in the darkness, but nobody will care, right?
I hear you.
You're going to bump into stuff anyway because it's dark.
Yeah, guys, it's going to be a dark winter, like our politicians say. But next week, I will divulge why this blackout is coming. And I don't want anyone to get alarmed. Everything is going to be okay. LOLs. It's going to be beautiful. Tune in next week to the
first. Can't take our life for granted, though. I'll tell you that. I think we do take our life for granted.
We do sometimes. We do.
You know, right now, look, I mean, you know, we're all brightly lit. We can't do. Oh, no, actually, we can. We're a podcast. We can't do a show in the dark. What am I talking about?
Can we do this podcast without electricity? You want to rub two laptops together and create a network? Or how does that work?
I mean, no, we're in the Zoom seeing each other, but we can still do it. Oh, right. I mean, I guess electricity would affect.
I mean, the laptops are going to die.
Well, I mean, let's hope that we have some battery left and we do a really quick show until the batteries die.
No, guys, I have a better idea. Let's all have landlines. I don't know if you have a landline phone, But if you have a landline in your house, like I have a, like, I mean, the millennials won't know what a landline phone is. Is the phones that you used to actually stick.
It has a cord. A cord.
And like
into the wall.
Into the wall. Like you guys won't know. And if you still have that, you can still communicate with certain people. You can still make phone calls. A cellular phone will not work. Anything electrical will not work. A landline phone will work. By the way, I have a landline phone still, guys. I don't know if you guys have one. But that
was Frank, 1989 called.
Yes, I still have
a landline phone. They want their landline phone back.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's terrible. But guys, honestly, I'm just preparing you guys for next week. It's going to be a very what's the word I'm looking for? I'm going to divulge something that's going to happen by the end of this year. I hope you guys are ready for it. This was just the first layer, and please just, you know, buy your food, buy your water just in case. And everything is going to be great, guys. Thank you so much. This is a fake news for this
Hanukkah week. Candles. Don't forget the Hanukkah candles.
Hanukkah candle.
You're welcome.
Thank
again.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, so much. Thank you.
All right, guys. It is time for Que Lo Que. Un, dos, tres. All right, guys, it's Que Lo Que. So, yo, Jamie.
Que Lo Que.
As always, sending abrazos to the peeps at Yero, the lifestyle and news platform for Latino men. No doubt, Corona has created job loss, and Latinos have been some of the hardest hit. So, is now the time to start your own thing? Visit Yero.com for some tips before leaping from employee to business owner. Also, follow me, Jay Ferns at Instagram, J_Ferns at Twitter.
Frank, what's up? Que Lo Que.
Okay, this week is to our fellow friend and cast member of Room 28, Anthony Palmini. Anthony got these new, like, IG commercials. I think his company, they're so informative.
I want everybody. It's like a little mini show, and he just gives, like, really, really cool info about art, you know, actors, directors, voiceover artists. You should definitely check it out on his Instagram.
Amazing. I hope everybody goes, checks it out, follow him. He's a master of many crafts. As you guys know, I mean, from acting to animation, directing, commercials, composer, editor. I mean, I could keep on going. But everybody, go check out Anthony, please.
I love the pirate one he did. He showed how to, like, animate the pirates and some voices for them. It's so cool.
He's amazing.
Very nice, Frank. Well, I just have a couple of shout-outs real quick. Uptown Collective, listen up, people. You have until November 29th to catch La Madrina, The Savage Life of Lorin Padilla. And it's going to be at the Doc NYC Film Festival. La Madrina is a feature-length documentary about a beloved South Bronx matriarch and former first lady of the Savage Skulls gang struggling to remain visible in a rapidly gentrifying community she helped rebuild in the 80s. With one foot firmly grounded in the outlaw life and the other as an activist and spiritual advisor, Lorin straddles the complexities of multiple worlds. I need to take a breath. Employing rich, never-before-seen archives of the borough that gifted the world both classic salsa and hip-hop culture with an original score by Bobby Sanabria, the film is a searing journey through 5 decades of Bronx history and resilience in La Madrina's own words. So check it out. You can get tickets to DocFest at docnyc.net. Let me do that again. You can get tickets to see this film at 2020.docnyc.net. That's 2020.docnyc.net. And for me, just please follow me at Rachel La Loca. Keep the DMs and the reviews coming. Thank you so much to all of our listeners, everybody out there. And on that note, we are out.